Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you day 26 of the Dog Days Podcasting Challenge, a challenge for podcasters to create an episode a day for the month of August. And this is where it gets really crazy. The next few days, being on the road, being at DragonCon, getting to the end of the day going, oh man, I didn't record an episode. And if you haven't noticed, mine take a little longer than they used to. It's not just 5 minutes of blather into the microphone. Not saying that's the wrong way to go, but it's not the way I went this year, and I am going to be paying for it soon. Because I will be have to mash in a song somehow. Well, let me give you a quick catch up and then we'll get to the song of the day. We had a big dust storm last night. About 5:30, my phone goes, you know, that emergency tone, and said, hey, there's a dust storm coming. And I kind of went, yeah, it's going to get windy, maybe a little hazy, like it has the last several times. Oh, no, this was a good one. This was the kind straight out of the mummy. I mean, there were people filming from incoming airlines that just show this wall of dust. And of course, what I like to do, which probably isn't the smartest thing, is go up on the roof and look and see, yeah, there were some good stuff. And I sent pictures to the girls that I was only up there for like 2 minutes and went, ooh, it's really getting nasty in my eyes. And I'm getting down now. So got some pictures, sent a few pictures to Craig. Did I post them on our social media? I don't remember where I posted them or not, but that was fun. Then, of course, after the dust came rain. So it rained real good. We need rain. This is technically monsoon season, I believe. Marv mentioned it also, monsoon season in Las Vegas. So it's not like monsoon season in India where it just rains and rains and rains and rains. It's like it's more likely to rain. There are more frequent storms this time of year. The conditions are right and the trade winds are just in the right direction. So it's more likely to rain. And when it rains here with a vengeance. And we got that last night. It was fun. I liked it. Yesterday, somebody from ServiceNow posted, and they said, this is my last ServiceNow event. And the pictures were clearly from the Atlanta Hilton. It's like, oh, man. At first, I said, last event, what's happening? And she said, oh, I'm retiring. But she didn't make it real public. And I said, well, first, congratulations. And I said, that looks like the Atlanta Hilton. You could even see the sign in one of her pictures that said, Skywalk to the Marriott. And I went, oh, okay. We know exactly where that is. Had I known, I could have gone a couple days earlier and maybe saw some coworkers or former coworkers. Would have been nice to know. But hey, is what it is. I would have missed a couple of things today that I did not want to miss anyway. First of all, we had our power panel upgraded. The big electrical panel. I think most houses have them in the basement. For whatever reason, in Phoenix, they like to put them on the outside of the house, which seems a little risky and dangerous, but you can put a lock on it. We had a single panel of circuit breakers. It was 200-amp service, but it was tough to open. It was fully populated. There were some janky things going on in there when they put on the solar panels 10 years ago, and we had talked to a contractor about possibly upgrading that to something more modern, and they quoted us like $9,000 or $10,000. Well, a couple of months ago, Donna got talking to some solar people, and they said, we could put some more panels on your house. And as a part of that, your rates would go down and we'd upgrade your panel at the same time. So today was panel day. Originally, it was going to be last week. And I said, no, you cannot come the week of the 18th, because I'm delivering training, and if you shut down power for even 5 minutes, I will go ballistic. So they were able to reschedule, and today was the day. Guy shows up at 6 a.m. with his truck and said, wow, you're here early. I went out for my 5:30 a.m. walk, and he was there. Kind of felt bad for him because he really didn't need to get started till 7. That's when the local utility company came and disconnected the power. He couldn't do his work on the electrical panel till the utility company did their thing. It's all, I don't know if it's union or code or license or what, but there was a protocol to follow and he was following it. His assistant showed up a few minutes later and they got to work as the sun crept higher in the sky, and they were offered no shade where the power panel is until they were almost done. During that time, I had to go to the dentist. But before I left for that, I said, hey, I've got an hour or so. Why not see what I can do to get the studio wall? Remember I mentioned the studio wall? Took down the pictures of the CEOs from ServiceNow, and now I'm putting up random Star Trek stuff and posters and Podcasting for Dummies, and the hard drive clocks are back on the wall. So I pounded some nails and put some screws and got it pretty close, but I couldn't test it because I didn't have the camera power to turn on. I know you're like, why don't you have a battery in your camera? I do have a battery for the camera, but it was dead because I don't use the battery when I run the videos. I use AC power. So I couldn't really test it till much later. Go, is everything centered all right? Is it in the frame where I wanted it going according to plan? And pretty darn close. Got pretty darn close. There was one poster that doesn't quite fit, but I may do some rearranging a little bit later. Just move a couple screws and a couple nails and I'm good. So that got started. Happy about that. So when we do our next Technorama, we'll have a little more nerdy background for it. Then I went to the dentist. This was my like 3 times a year cleaning. They did fine. I asked them if I get a discount because I have fewer teeth this time around. It was back in July. They pulled 2 molars. One was barely hanging on and the other was giving me such pain that they could do either a root canal or a replace. I said, well, if we're going for broke, let's do that. And the one you took out 2.5 years ago, I want implants on all 3 of those. So they did some surgery. They packed some bone material in there. And in September, I go back and they say that we're going to do some x-rays and see how it's going. Hopefully I'll get the, I don't know what they call them, the screws, the anchors that they put into your bone. I get those in October because I'd really like to have this all done before we start travel season again next year. Missing a couple of molars is goofy, man. I feel like I'm driving around with 3 flat tires. I only have 1 molar surface out of 4 to chew on, and it's kind of affecting my speech. I don't know if you notice it too much here, but it's weird. It's weird. And I suppose when I get more teeth back in my mouth, I'll start biting my cheek again. You go talking and chewing. You go, hate it when that happens. Well, that hasn't happened in the last couple of years. And that's why missing some teeth sucks getting old sometimes for certain reasons. What doesn't suck is when you get to talk to your friends. I did get a nice call with former teammate and co-conspirator when we were at ServiceNow. She runs the podcast that I used to do, doing a wonderful job. Got a nice caught up, talked about travel and friends, and she's got a new car, all this kind of stuff. It was just nice friend catch-up time when we used to do this weekly at one-on-ones, and now we get to do it maybe quarterly. So I'm going to get you started with a song. This one is Carrot Juice's Murder, requested by NCAF.
Listen up, brothers and sisters, come hear my desperate tale. I speak of our friends of nature, trapped in the dirt like a jail. Vegetables live in oppression, served on our tables each night. This killing of veggies is madness, I say we take up the fight. Salads are only for murderers, coleslaw's a fascist regime. Don't think that they don't have feelings, just cause a radish can't scream. I've heard the screams of the vegetables,
scream,
watching their
scream,
skins being peeled,
and their insides
grated and steamed with no mercy,
burning up calories.
How do you think that feels?
Bet it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real
crime. Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Let my vegetables
It's time
go.
To stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as
Let's
hell.
Call a spade a spade.
Is a spade is a spade is a spade is a spade.
I saw a man eating celery, so I beat him black and blue. If ever he touches a sprout again, I'll bite him clean in two. I'm a political prisoner, trapped in a windowless cage, cause I stopped the slaughter of turnips by killing 5 men in a rage. I told the judge when he sentenced me, this is my finest hour. I'd kill those farmers again just to save 1 more cauliflower.
I've heard the screams of the vegetables,
scream, scream,
watching
their
skins being peeled,
having their insides revealed,
grated and steamed with no mercy,
burning up calories.
How do you think
that feels.
Bad is hurts really bad.
Parrot juice constitutes murder.
And that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
And my vegetables.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as hell.
Let's call a spade a spade.
He's a spade, he's a spade, he's a spade, he's a spade.
How low is people do we dare to stoop? Making young broccolis bleed in the soup. Untie your beans, uncage your tomatoes. Let potted plants free, don't mash those potatoes.
Bail that spot, eat a cow instead.
I've heard the screams of the vegetables.
Screams, screams.
Watching their skins being peeled.
Fates in the stir fryer.
Greasy and steamed with no mercy.
You fat gourmets,
how do you think that feels?
Let them out in.
Carrot juice constitutes murder.
V8's genocide.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Yes, your compost
is. It's time to stop all this gardening.
Take up macrame.
Let's call a spade a spade.
He's a spade, he's a spade, he's a spade.
Power to the peas! Give peas a chance!
All we are saying is give peas a chance.
Thank you, Mark, for that one. I have to confess, I recorded that over a month ago when I needed some material that may have been used while I was in Michigan. And that song has been sitting there waiting to go. So that should give you some perspective on, well, it's been a long month, but yet it hasn't. And I thank you all for these songs because they're forcing me to slow down and practice. And That has somehow made August more slow, I'll say. They always say that time goes faster when you're hitting a deadline, which Dragon Con is a deadline for a lot of things, which would make it approach quickly. But for some reason, because doing these daily songs and rehearsing them and reviewing them and recording them has really made much more, I don't know if you call it savorable. Is that a word? I don't know, but I've enjoyed it very much this whole month. But like I said, it's going to get a little crazy right now. Don't know what the next few days are going to promise. Do my best. That's all I'm going to do. Well, another true confession. While the song was playing, I literally hit pause on the mixer. Craig called and we talked for probably a half hour or so. And I said, I had this task on my project schedule. I don't know what it meant. Sometimes I do this. I write things down and I don't remember later what they meant. It's like, oh, that'll be obvious. It just said, bring punch cards to Dragon Con. Why would I bring punch cards to Dragon Con? I already have three or four in my backpack, but he said, maybe for autographs? Because back in 2005, when we had our first podcast expo, I have autographs from a lot of the podcasters at the time and even gathered a few more along the years. And I have that stack of punch cards with autographs, including one from Mr. Kilfoyle. And that was it. So I said, great, I will bring another deck of punch cards and get more for the collection. 20 years later, we'll live up to it. So thank you, Craig, for the reminder. It was good talking to you. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. And I am looking forward to talking to you people as best as possible. Oy, we will see. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to record things and edit things unless I record like five more songs in the next couple hours, which is a possibility, but you will never know. Just like you didn't know that one was recorded last month. Till next time, take care, stay safe, and love y'all. Bye.